Would you introduce yourselves, please?
Hi, I'm Michael Ringel from Abacus Rings.
And Carolyn Ringel.
Can we tell you a story? I was pulled over for speeding in another country. We won't say which country it was, but they threatened me with jail time, and they requested some money, and they turned to her and said, "All right, you know, do you want your husband to go to jail?" And she said to him, "I couldn't care less." And it saved me a speeding ticket.
Oh, no, because they just were like appalled by this entire relationship.
Exactly, by the cold-hearted woman he had married.
So, Boston, originally from Boston?
I am. He is not.
I'm a Southerner by birth. But So I grew up in Florida, and I actually have my own Florida man story.
Where in Florida?
Jacksonville.
We got your field biologist in the Amazon. We got your pastry chef at the Charles Hotel. Nice hotel to be a pastry chef at. I've been there. I've had pastries. So maybe I've had,
I might have made your pastries. You might have made my pastries. Short stint, so unlikely.
You know, and then this is, but you know, right next to pastry chef, you got your legal counsel, you know, for the Senate Oversight Committee. This is really, as bios go, this is a lot better than, well, hung out at the Rat in Kenmore Square back in 1983, was a member of 12 bands, you know, and debut album. Which of these jobs are you still doing to pay the bills?
None of the ones listed.
What is wrong with you? Just kidding.
You may have gathered we're probably a little bit older than the average band that you connect with. So we've had maybe a few more accumulated experiences. But I work in pharmaceutical consulting right now, actually, which is super interesting.
Probably a good place to be right now.
Everyone's counting on the industry.
No kidding. How long ago did you give up the pastry chef at the Charles Hotel?
So the pastry chef was my also known as my parents' heart attack. Which is I went to law school and I came out and decided I didn't really want to practice law. And so what I really wanted to do, because I like to cook, is I wanted to be a chef. And since I was, after 3 years of law school, pretty good at talking my way into things, I convinced them over at the Charles Hotel that they should hire me with no cooking experience and a legal degree as an assistant pastry chef. So I did it for 4 weeks. I decided I didn't really want to be a pastry chef after all. Whatever the law looked like, it looked better than being a professional pastry chef. So that's when
impressive.
I went to being legal counsel.
It's a tough job. I mean, those people, they work hard. Which
for not very much money.
Got appreciation for.
Yeah.
She was, up crack, well before crack of dawn and, home late.
So what possessed you? So all of the are all. So you're in pharmaceutical consulting. Have you continued with the law or?
So I did. So I after the pastry chef, I actually did go ahead and I was the lawyer for the state Senate Oversight Committee. And
wow.
Then I took time off, and now I'm back to being a lawyer. Yeah. So
got it. And so then you said, what the hell? We'll do our. So formal training, I now know I know I'm talking to smart people. Now let's dumb it down. What about music and formal training?
Yeah, none of us. There's two other folks who unfortunately can't, it's hard to co-locate, our bassist DJ and our drummer, Bill. Bill probably has the most actual training. He was in a band before. Carolyn's a very good classical pianist, and I know really absolutely nothing.
And I took voice lessons when I was, in high school, but I'm not sure that really qualifies at this point.
I listened
to so much music, and I'm just kind of winging it as we go. So it's been a gradual process, but I think it's. I first picked up a guitar in my 20s, which is actually kind of late to pick up a guitar. But, it's been a little while since then. And I always liked fiddling around, picking out melodies, even while I was learning, sort of just learned by copying others. And then, I still can't read music or things like that. Over a year ago, decided, okay, let's actually make some of this into real music. And we put out a little EP in 2019 that didn't go super far, but got picked up a little bit, and then decided, okay, let's turn that into a full album. And the album is getting some real traction. Quickly, we're in the top ads list of one of the big tracking groups, and I don't know, it just seemed to come together.
So what happens if this works? What do you do then?
American Idol. We tour the U.S. I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah. Well,
I've already made up my mind. I'm not stopping. I just want to create and put something out there and make it good. Right. It's out there forever. Listeners deserve to hear something good. Whether or not it gets picked up, commercially, I think, we're a little less, attuned to it. I mean, I want it to, because I want people to hear it, but less so from a, we're struggling to make ends meet off it, which I guess is a bit of a luxury, because I know there are a lot of artists who, are and they're suffering right now.
I don't know Ugly Duck, but I certainly know Q Division is a legendary studio. Many, many, many famous things have been, made there and recorded there. And then you have Matt and James, you got, these engineers with a little bit of industry cred, which makes your press release pretty cool. So did you have friends or did you just pay your way in?
No, I would say, not that this is a good or bad thing, but I'd say we've done this on the cheap. I did have a connection that got us, connected in, and then really, Matt was the one who, we did a little bit of work, in the studio there with Matt. We did a lot of work right here where we're sitting, which is in our basement. We did a lot of work in Bill Kane's basement. So it's a mix of where we were able to get it done. I think one of the amazing things these days is how democratized, music has become. Like, you can do that. I mean, not, obviously it's not quite the same at doing it at a high-end place. But you can make music on your own, and I'm hoping you can distribute it on your own.
Half of the people you are compared to have been on the show. I'll use They Might Be Giants as an example. Very close with them, know them well, and their stuff is so impeccably crafted to be as feeling as free as it does.
And I listened to your interview with them, and I was,
yeah, there's a couple of them on there,
but we're now one step removed. Yeah, I think it was the 2015 one, which is, I think,
yeah,
one of the recent,
yeah,
ones, but,
and
yeah, excited, and so, to be just one step removed from them.
Yeah, so when you go out there with alternative rock with an intelligent melodic core, when people really do, when they come up to you and they're like, so you're in a band, what do you play? Do you actually say, well, it's alternative rock with an intelligent melodic core?
No.
Or did you just feel the need to, to put, yeah, something on there?
I mean, there has to be some tagline, right? And I think we're still learning. It's funny, though. Every time we talk to someone, I get a different, people tell me, oh, you're like so-and-so, but it's a different band.
So there's no, there's
but,
no,
but I think, I mean, honestly, I think he writes, I think he's very good at writing good melodies. It's like he's good at writing songs that then stick in your head, 10 minutes after you've listened,
yeah,
to it. It's like you hear it and it's a catchy, upbeat tune that has a couple layers to it. It's not just a straightforward single line melody that afterward you're like, that was fun and that was good and I like listening to it and it's stuck in my head now.
It's because I'm suffering so deeply inside.
Well, okay. What is the filter for an Abacus Ring song? How do you know that it is a song for you?
So it starts, this is a little bit of the writing process too, right? It starts with picking up a guitar and strumming and humming. And that's both, rhythm pattern and melody and chord structure a lot all at once. And just playing around until you're like, oh, that I like that. And those go into a list, record that idea down. And then you've got a list of those. And then I come back later and pick the ones that okay, let's turn that one into a song. And then we build out the music all the way first, you know. So, I mean, I'm hopeless, especially with drum patterns. So I give a kind of early draft to Bill. And Bill figures out, okay, this is what the drum's going to be on it. And then, you know, DJ will play the bass and Carolyn will, you know, figure out, you know, as appropriate keys. And then we, you know, lay that down entirely. And there's no lyrics, but there's la-la-la. You know, we know the melody. And then I pound my head against the wall on lyrics. That's the part I hate, which is why Carolyn has written
some. And then he asked me to write them, and then he throws them out anyway. But I think I've helped by writing something.
there's one song on the album which is all her lyrics, and then there's a lot which are, you know, a little bit of struggle from both of us to get something.
Well, but this explains, and it's kind of a combo punch here. There's a real sense of irony and humor and cynicism and all the good stuff here.
Yeah, that's all hers.
I mean, well, why? Ninny's, so I'm going to just pick two songs. The one that I played immediately was, because of the name and because I played Ninnies and Numbskulls. That was the first song that I played. Because how can you lose with a song by that name, right? Because it just sounds very combination, you know, Little Rascals, which we were talking about them the other night, next to Three Stooges, next to, but then when you listen to it, it's like, whoa, okay. Yeah, what a perfect song for the times. But I did not know where you were born, and now I have to say that rhyming West Palm with Mow the Lawn... is really, as somebody who spent time there, that's really impressive. So, Miami, people could listen to that. And at about a minute in, you're like, what did I just get into here? What is this? And what is he talking about?
I particularly love that song. And yet, I mean, it actually comes right after Ninnies and Numbskulls.
Yes, it does.
The style of those two songs could not be... more different. I mean, Crime in Miami's almost country and western. It's certainly, got that kind of rhythm to it. Whereas, you know, Ninnies and Numbskulls is probably as close to, you know, hard rock as we get.
But when you're thinking about the sounds and really, like you said, you know, this is, in the end, it sounds really great. So how do you decide... You know, you said you mess around with the instruments and you get there. When you put the lyrics on top, do you sometimes go back and go, uh-oh, we need to fix the music?
You know, no. You know, so I think Robert Frost said, writing poetry like blank verse where you don't have to rhyme or, you know, have a meter is like playing tennis without the net, which, you know, isn't that fun. But it also, I think the artistry, what he meant was, you know, some of the artistry comes through in like forcing yourself to fit within a configuration. And I actually think the sort of discipline of, okay, I have to match what we planned in the way it was supposed to sound is a really good forcing function on the lyrics.
I mean, for the lyrics that I write, I actually fit them to the music. You know, I'll have the song playing and I'll literally stop every bar and write like four words. And then I'll go another couple bars and write four more words.
Look, I mean, the crux is making good music and then trying to get it out there, right? And so I think, for the next couple of months, it's focusing on getting this album out there. I really hope folks listen to it. We're really proud of it. I think it's well worth it. I think you'll be interested by it because it's got a lot of variety to it. I think it's in our plan to put another one out in a year's time. Because that's the goal is to make music and get it out, right? And,
And have fun.
So I've invented a musical sandwich, and it's two of your songs as the bread and songs by others in between.